The big windows have a dramatic in the skull. The electric whirlwind is sucking on morning in every stormy breath. The erection assembles the time. So nervous, so moved, so forced. I loved you so much.
Thank you.
gotta do some session work. Fantastic machine. It's like an orchestra, man. You know, have you been to the Philharmonic? This what you're experiencing is very similar to when the orchestra is getting together to do Brahms or something. Seriously, I go to see classical stuff all the time. It takes them years to tune up all that shit.
Ain't ahead of baby, can't work no more.
to show him how to do it. Every time we touch it, that part. She walks down the mean instead of me. She rocks with the baby instead of me. She rocks with the baby.
Smokey. Get rid of Mary.
It's my boyfriend.
Hey, Mo, I'm coming out of the vibraphone.
And he hasn't changed a bit. Already, it's all. Lenny and I are approaching our mutual birthday, and what year? Seventh year together. Strength that, Gramps. But you know. Oh, it has gotten quiet. Guess it's time for a dart prize. Oh, what happened to the dart prize? That show, it's viewed on national air television. It's really stupid too, you know. And it's. I'm not worried. I'm excited, man. If like, I'm sure we could like take over, do like a Lawrence Welk kind of show, you know. Get like, cause you know it's a lot of fun. Games, prizes, surprise kids. They bring yourself in. Oh, I say this prize went to like the donator of like a two-way radio system to Radio Ethiopia to Paul Getty III. This is he went to this door prize. This is like, we did this our first set, but we got so many requests to do it again. Okay. This is the first song that me and Lenny ever wrote, that's why it's missing a melody line. True story of sweet Jesse James. The history you have of him is barely framed. He lived as an old man in exchange for his name. He lived in hiding in exchange for his fame. It was Billy the Kid he used to lay in my bed. He knew I loved Jesse, it was something I said. He made Jesse kill him.
too.
There's something I said. I'm born with Billy, but I got no shame. I'm born with Billy and I'll call Jesse's name. Jesse. Alright, Lenny, we'll get it. Yeah. Billy traced Jesse, gun in his hand. Singing, I used to listen, half of a man. He made Jesse kill him and take up his name. Jesse got the picture. Love is sublime. Billy just handled, not full of fright. Jesse was wild, love blind to sight. Jesse was hot. Billy was shot. Love was elastic. Billy could give. So Jesse could love me. Jesse could live. James, you gotta go, James. Oh no, don't make me go. Don't make me go. Yes. It's a death scene. In case there's any movie producers out there. I mean, I'm like Elvis Presley. I'm like the guy. You know what I like about Elvis Presley movies? No pressure. I can see why he did them. He just walks in a nightclub in Morocco and sings in the Casbah. And he plays the nightclub singer there, so you know he doesn't have to be that good. It's very clever of him. He got a lot of relaxation and dough out of those movies. The sad part of the song. Billy's belly. Robert. Billy. It's broken. Teddy came slow. Last words were spoken. Jesse James is running. The outlaws will love him. Oh, they don't blame him. They think he's a saint. Let's see, he is. I ain't saying he ain't. But someone can run like a woman. James never came home. Timothy Mann, have her be me. Adios, Jesse James. Medicare. Bar groaned. There's always a guy in the bar that groans. It's cool, like some guy doesn't know what to do at clubs, so they see movies and there's always a guy that goes, "Whoa." But you need that guy because you always suspect it because he's always in the movies and it's real fun. I love to hear the groan. Listen to this guy. "Whoa." He sounds like elephant walk.
Part of life.
I'm in trouble seeing now. Yellow. I think I remember that from school. Yellow paper was the best print on. Oh God, it's really. In the past, the artist has existed within society in two disguises. I'm not anything, man. Don't presuppose. It's gonna be fine, alright?
Yeah.
Don't apologize for me, man.
Get that man.
Anima.
I like that look. You know, the flashlight in the back pocket. Rock, you know, rock and roll crews, great rock and roll crews always have, you know, what?
No.
Love your name. He's like a battle of like time warp. We're having a time warp here. Don't panic. Don't panic. Shh. Having a time warp. Do you notice how nothing's happening? It's weird, isn't it? It's because we, you know, like we're constantly in motion. The earth. Shh. The earth, you know, turns around very slowly. And sometimes we enter time warps. And it's really weird how everything, isn't it weird how everything just gets like jello? We're coming out of it though. Here it goes. Oh. Boing, boing, boing.
See you, babe.
I have no idea what to do. I have trouble.
Yeah, right back.
Hey, play the violin.
Look at us.
Ivan and Lee and JD, if they want to. It's all right. Don't panic. Now I know why Phyllis Diller laughs so much. She doesn't have nothing to say in between, like fills in the blanks. And now I get it. You know, sound is very revealing. It's like really. Buddy and I met in an elevator in the Chelsea Hotel. Has existed within society in two disguises.
What are those two disguises?
The slave or the exile. On the surface, the artist allowed himself to be embraced by the exotic dogmas of the church. They translated their spirit through the spectacular creatures of the Bible, the Madonnas of the Sienese, oh man, the Easter frescoes of Giotto, this is like history, the muscles of Moses, portraits of the stars, saints, miracles, pre-Smoky, the ancient Rock of Ages, the ravaged Pietà. I remember feeling an intense sense of relief when I examined the news clippings. It's all right, you don't have to be shit, it's not happened yet. The madman's mallet, I felt a hand, I felt a bond with the rude offender, as the neo-artist is the ultimate criminal who rapes and reveals and redefines space. No longer will the artist serve under popes and kings, sculptures and exhaust fumes. In the new Rock of Ages, the art merging from the boundless scope of rock and roll needs no other patron but the people. The neo-artist, the nigger of the universe, rising through the people, is an extension of the people. No longer to feel critics, impostures, no longer to pursue parasites, those of the sleeping cranium. Wake up around us, we are niggers, we are rising, and our eyes are lasers, our hair is buttered, we are the Ethiopian. Help me with this. Right here, this. Baby was a black sheep, baby was a whore. Baby got big and baby got bigger. Baby wants something, baby wants more. Baby is a rock and roll figure. Oh, I felt it all around me. I felt the sea red and parting all around me. And I crept on possibility. I'm moving across the river. I watch a part of my head for me. My God, I'm a nigger. tattoo. Chest, you have this thing that looks like the nozzle on a shower, you know, it has like little dots in it, you know, you have one of those things, it's a sort of a platinum disc with perforated holes, and you know, it's like sometimes that's all I can get out.
Thank you.
Sister. Routines. I'm doing my routines systematically so that I can record them. And if you don't like them, I'm just going to cut that out of it and put in canned applause and put out a live monologue. And it's like, you know, it's like it's going to be like, actually, you know, when I get my own record company, or actually, I'm not going to get my own record company, but Lenny K is going to get his own record company. I think he'll do. I'd like to play guitar with Johnny Carson. It'd be great. Johnny Carson is doing the. We could blow it together, you know what I mean? Girls have been driving me insane. Every town, I escape from town to town. It's like, you know, like, you just start doing stuff and you become like a gunslinger on the run and you escape from town to town, they follow you. And you shoot it out and then you escape from town to town, they follow you. Shoot it out. See, I've got my own background music. It's nice, isn't it? It's very relaxing. I'll probably get so relaxed it'll be bye-bye, you know, and then the Isley Brothers will appear. You know, this is like, it's not easy, you know, being like a famous comedian. You know what? I gotta tell you this because you'll appreciate it, I think. In high school, you know how you have like best dressed, most artistic, most cosmic, you know, most heavy. most Jewish, most jazz, you know. Well, I want class clown, you know. I mean, you can like, don't. No, class clown, because I was always, that's all I did was routines, you know. And let me see, if, my first routine, let me see if I can remember it. Oh, it's Tex Ritter. Alright, do you remember this song? I dreamed I was there, standing here, believing. Oh, and the stars stood at night. And then, I looked up and saw, I was up there, up in hillbilly heaven, and I looked up and saw a tally book written in gold. It was speckled and soft, like the arms of a raven, blonde and sweating. I pressed my fingers against him, the back of it, the pit of it, and it sent me the word on it. I looked at this book of gold, and I saw all the names. Hank Williams. What a high. You know, go on and on. I'm not going to go through it. You know what I mean? All right, you go on. Forget them, man. Think of like, you know, Loister Cult, television. Come on, I like them too. Stooge, everybody.
The door!
Tell whatever you like them, you know? There's always like something going on, you know what I mean?
Hermits.
We were on a stream, took me off my stream and now I have no, oh, Hillbilly Heaven, I gotta get the punchline. I looked and saw, Tex Ritter, Big Baba, Tex Ritter, Tex Ritter, no, I'll do it better. Tex Ritter, wah! And that's when I woke up, as I saw the stars down in hillbilly heaven. Oh, what a star-studded night. 11th grade.
Oh,
it is because you won't be able to hear it pretty good. Lenny Kay is going to start a record company in the future. It's Mare Records, and Paul Bowles has given us this tape. It's really great. It's these guys up in the Reef Mountains, really fucked up. UNESCO wouldn't touch it. I read this here poem about Isabel Eberhard, and there's a book of hers, California did it, on City Lights. It's called The Seekers of Oblivion, and Paul Bowles also translated it. He's really a guy that's got really great, you know, translators, you know, people who can totally accurately transpose tongues are, you know, so gifted and so needed. You know, it's how it allows us to trace our origins right through foreign tongues. Yeah. And yeah. Isabel, thank you. Thank you. What? What nationality? She was young. And she, just about the time that, Rambeau gave up because he couldn't find a really great chick. She drowned in the desert. It's a ballad of Isabel Eberhard. See, a ballad, I like that title, you know, it's nice, you know, ballad. It's like from when you go to a ball. It used to be in the old days they went to balls, you know, and then they got baseball. Baseball is a lot like waltzing, only with muscle. I need a harem of men, so many rhythms within, the wind, the seas, open their knees to me, that girl, the world, I embrace the hottest place. The hot, sad hospital of my soul breaks down, yet I rise when I feel the texture of a new skin. So many rhythms within, a fast chalk, cold, aware, electric sweat. I stare, I blend, I condemn any pattern that dissolves other sedatives, cigarettes, morphine, calligraphy, vines twisting under belts of the female nerve. I need a harem of wisdom, sensation, new skin, open knees to me, sand trickling, stinking blood of scarabs. Stars, the crescent moon arising is rising in the belly of a whore. Like gas, I ask to pass through this existence. None and I existed. I need your flesh like some desperate beggar. Your hands sink in me, your present log goes streaming through me. Transparent dress, I press my face in sand. My hand opens your veil. I need a woman, a man, a son, and a bag of grease, grass, chested diamonds. Your flesh, a mane, a man, amazing, amazed. I wish the fish quivered inside of me, sweet gravity. Nothing holds so sweet to me. Depravity, tremendous weight, saw having reduced to the metal of idols, the slit of sky, the terrible wound, gods within the babbling head. So many rhythms, hymns, and echoes, like the head and a bell in your bed. My head is a bell for you. My throat is a vehicle for you. My heart is the entrance to the treasure. It is guarded by the lack of a key. The key, the girl, the world. It's open so totally to me, the way I so unanimously dispersed the grease of pearls, the twist of eyes, and the hands disbanded a long time ago. I moved from the caravan that stops to pray in one specific way. Down in the desert, exiles too sweet to be permanently abandoned. I need to meet thee in the belly of the rock. I know you'll be waiting for me. I worship, I courtship. I worship thee, I worship the desert, I will go down, and I'll drown the desert. Last thing I see is your stare, I see your stare, spiraling up there, up there, through the center of the brain, you know, and I go to the center of the brain, you gotta go to the center of the brain, and my heart is pumping, your stare, within me, your eyes, liquid stretched, etched in the consciousness of the eyes of a lizard in the socket of the elusive face, crumbling and swirling in a bed of wax. I need, a seal, I kneel, I need, a tomb, she needs, a seat, a seat, a confident, fixed tree, a craft to save me, a raft of leather with sheets of silk, an aid, a shot in the balls of the river, in the ballad of a hotel, in the swelling wave, I need, the bleeding frame of a kiss, within, I fell out of grace, I can trace, the first woman out of grace, from the desert on, the first light, the first dream, the visions, the violence, the arias, I need, a harem of gods, idols, of bells, of hell, that I should pursue a path so twisted, that I should probe, defeated, and gifted, on the sands, the sea, oh God, devour me, devour me, devour me, devour me, devour me.
Thank you, Dorothy.
As a drummer, like, he's like perfectly in sync when he's on the street. He knocks everything over all the time. He must have been his mother, he must have driven his mother insane. What's happening? Oh yeah, that was like a little oldie by Steve Allen and Jack Horowitz. Well, who was here last set? I'm just checking out, you know, because then it sort of gives me, like, you know, a lot of, like, it gives me a very unique territory strategy.
Santa Monica!
Oh, great.
All right. Let's see the lights! Over there! Rubbish!
I don't know. Lawyers. Okay, this is Pegasus. What we have visiting with us tonight is Pegasus, I believe, the winged horse, the god of poetry. Also, but I'll tell you, what Pegasus really reminds me of is Philly. Because when I was a little girl, it was really cool. There was one gas station that my dad used to go to where, like, they gave you red. Do you remember those little red plastic Pegasuses?
Flying A.
Whatever happened to that gas station? Is it still around? Standard has such a... There's nothing Standard. I mean, they don't have anything. This is just Standard. Anyway, it was... I used to collect them. I had a whole cigar box full of, like, red Pegasus guys and about 100 maps from the Yukon. Did you get those in shredder wheat boxes? They're my two, like, I mean, everybody's got their own, you know, trivia stuff. You know, that's my two favorite trivias.
Take it off!
And what? You know what? I've been, you know, it's like the truck in Philadelphia. Stripper joints are cool. I don't mind, you know, as far as me, take it off is just like a great rhythm. Take it off, ching, take it off, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't even translate, I don't even speak English anymore. This is about this bullfighter who, like, I managed to make a rumor that I had an affair with, except he ain't a bullfighter at all. It's just a fantasy. You want to have an affair with a bullfighter? Tell. You should call up Rock Press. They'll write it. You know what I mean? Such and such is having an affair with a bullfighter. It's like, oh, great. You know? Makes you look popular. In my youth. What did I say that for? I just felt like, what do you call that? John Gielgud. Really, I just had a flash of being John Gielgud. It must be the tie. I love to laugh. I used to like, it's really great, you know. That's what I like. Oh, never mind. Baby's insurance. I love nobody. That's my promising. Get that? Baby's insurance. And I love nobody. That's my policy. Least of all Gilberto, the swine. He walked out on me, picked up his hard butt and walled me up here. And when I'm alone, any four walls close in on me. Ballroom. Oh, wait a minute. I know what this is. Hey, James, are you ready? You ready? Okay, this is the one we could do. James has a new trade. It's just called, you know, it's like he's an air, what do you call it? An air engineer.
Current.
He's current, yeah. Sometimes you guys are like human parachutes. It's a very good line. Wait, I'm trying to be a tough audience? Like TV, man.
What?
You don't like TV.
Oh, well, you know.
We always watch very hard.
You're just all fucked up. So meanwhile,
where's
Yeah, I'm always alone, any four walls close in on me. Ballroom, bathroom, any room at all. Ceilings pull down, ceilings. I left a plenty under him. Yeah! Are you really gone? Am I really alone? Like Romeo and Juliet. This is really East Coast meets West Coast, man. I cannot figure this out at all. I can't often figure something out here. I'm like really totally amazed now. Yeah, what amazement is great. It's great to be amazed every day. Otherwise, not amazed. What he lived for, that reminds me of, like, he must go to college, you know, like, what is truth and all that stuff. What do you like? Do you like funny stuff? Oh, I'll tell you this. Where's that Congo guy? There's a guy that plays congos. Do you want, you could do this. This is really cool. This is think like, it's like King Kong. This is my version of King Kong. So does anybody know any King Kong stuff?
You guys can do that. I couldn't do this right now. These people take so long, man. I could have like gone out and got a cup of coffee. Yeah, this. Hi. What's your name? This is Tim. Tim and I, and you know what this is like? It's like a trio here. Lenny, you did something. I need mafia, man.
Be a mafia.
Lenny got new pants tonight. This is called What Makes Ruta Ivory. Now, James. This is like, really, wasn't King Kong great when you were little? You know why it was great? There was something really dirty about it. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something, used to fascinate me. That and Flash Gordon, you know, when like Dale would be walking over the hot boiling wax in this like satin clinging dress, you know, like Jean Harlow, over this. I mean, this stuff. I really thought it was fantastic. Ruta. Oh, Ruta. Isn't that a great name? The native's next word in electric space. The clear bulb that passes through the soil. She's top. More than a filament, she completes. She sees all. Look back. Long ago, an appointed blood donor. King Kong is hungry, hungry. Long ago, they raised the blade to sacrifice. Cut out, double tongue hard. Here's the account from ancient papyrus. Do you to cry out? Submit. Ah, oh, no, man. Look out. Ruta rides higher than the holy, holy. Oh, well, well, well. I'm dipping in the only. I'm a skeptic. I kiss the ground. The Ruta Tudaloo once was gone. I can't get a filament from something written. I can't get a filament from something planned in. I can't get a filament unless I'm loving. I can't get a filament and then you're on now. Just like Thomas Edison, man, he didn't know exactly if he was gonna connect with light when he struck a match. All he doesn't know it, Thomas Edison, if he struck and he hit the switch, he didn't know. And it appeared fragile, but it pushed on like a bitch. Couldn't relate, and Thomas Edison, head filled red, coke and wine. Oh, let it go, time medicine, be mine. I feel like
Oh, I'd like to go on a ride with you, and you know what I'd like to do? The one nice thing about coming to California, besides performing, is that James usually gives me a ride in a Corvette. I really love Corvettes. I think it's really great, like, you know, we've known each other for a long time, you know, it's like, I don't know, like 8 years or something. That's a long time, you know. And in fact, I knew him before I knew Lenny. He knocked off, I was living at the Chelsea Hotel, and like, I was younger then, you know, and it was just like, just fun, you know. And I was into my, like, Keith Richards period. You know, we all go through them, you know. So like, and so was he. And he was playing with the Stooges, and I was just fooling around. I was just playing in front of the mirror. And the only thing he ever did the whole time I knew him was knock on the door, and I answered it, and he said, "Excuse me, can I borrow a cup of sugar?" James Williamson. Sales, do you want to play? You know, this is like, there's certain, because of geography and language do merge. It's no accident that a lot of great writers or, you know, certain people, you know, who've like realized themselves into a form. When people realize themselves, they don't necessarily have to put it in a form. But there are certain areas where people have successfully, you know, carried on the distillation of form. Austria, France, England, America, and within America, you know, there's California, New York, New Jersey. Sales for I guess about 7 or 8 years too, and I think it's really neat, like the people that you just met by a swimming pool, you meet again. Actually, Tony, this is the first time, like it was really great, you know, to go to his house, because they had a real swimming pool, I couldn't believe it, really, like that Hollywood swimming pool, really, it was. A kid, you know what I mean.
James, because I remember now that, James really liked that song. Right, James? What?
It's all in
Thank you. And the night, the white electric storm, the lake in flames, you sleeping so soundly, your big bones, smooth forehead, your dry, pale mouth, split lips, skin flakes, to bite them off with needlepoint precision teeth, to chew and roll in a minute translucent ball.